Yo, what's up, y'all? I am here at 4:45 today. I am a couple seconds off of the 4:44 mark, but whatever, close enough. Today I am just confounded with a couple of things. Most importantly, like, I got a PC, an actual desktop. Not just, there go my headphones. Not just a random laptop that I bought, because, you know, I wanted something. This time I actually saved up, got a nice, decent PC, but now that I have a PC, I get to make these on a computer, which is really weird because you get the option to just hear yourself talk while you talk. I find that very unsettling because I'm not used to hearing myself talk at all. I avoid all recordings. I avoid all just anything in general that can capture any bit of my essence. Ooh, there goes that cotton mouth. I don't know if I want to put the headphone in and, like, actually listen to myself, because then that makes me, like, I don't know, it makes me slow down and talk a little bit slow. You know what? Never mind. If you just lower the volume that you hear yourself in, it's fine, I guess. Damn, I'm a weird stoner. That's a stupid-ass sentence. Moving on. Today I slept most of the day, and when I woke up, the first thing I see on Snapchat is someone posting another sighting of ice nearby in Chicago, and like, bro, what the bloody hell? That is annoying as all shit. Like, no, not the person that's sharing the sighting, but just the fact that they're still here, even though they know we're all not gonna stand for their bullshit. How in hell is it fair that the person who, like, gets up in the crack of dawn to do their job and feed their family while keeping a damn flip phone because they don't even want to bother with the new ones and all the damn, like, money on data and an actual phone upgrade cost, they just want to move ahead. They don't really care about, like, well, we do want to buy houses, but it's not in the same way that most other people do. We want to get them just because, like, you know, it's nice to have your own place. You don't got to pay rent or anything. But for the most part, we make do. If we can find a little house for rent, fuck it. We will live there. We will make it work. Most other people, on the other hand, you give them the bare essentials. The ones that most of us are begging to get in the first place, but can't even be given the basic right. But you give that same basic situation to anyone else, and they complain, whether it's, oh, we don't have Wi-Fi, or our screen on the TV isn't big enough, or I only have a flip phone, not a smartphone, I want to play games, blah, blah, blah. It's a huge difference. It also depends on how you're raised. Most people here were raised with more than they ever needed. Nothing was ever lacking. They had their food, they had their water, they had their shelter. But then on the other hand, we have the people who come from, like, down south and stuff, who are struggling to find somewhere to sleep or just somewhere to survive in general. They're not looking for much. They don't want all, like, oh, I want to be millionaires. All they want is to be able to feed themselves and their families. Nah, there's something messed up with that. Just, why does it have to be such a struggle? You see Europeans trying to migrate all the time, and it's no big deal, because, oh, look at that, they're white. That's it, that's the only difference. Or people from, but it's all about benefit. Avocados and all that crap, which white people seem to love for some reason. Those come from mostly from Mexico, because the U.S. doesn't have the right weather conditions to grow them all that well as much as you can in Mexico. It's just naturally grown down there. You know, it thrives. But here, it's just, don't know, we can, damn, I just realized I am very fucking sarcastic. Gotta work on that, but, anyhow. Yeah, nah, down south is where the avocados and shit are. You put tariffs on them, avocado prices go up, and then you get people complaining, oh, why is my avocado being more expensive now that you're making the brown man work for less money? Well, gee, I wonder why. Not just that, it's all this other stuff. fruits and vegetables that we can only get from warmer climate countries. All that goes up and there's people complaining. Or, you know, take taco places. Fucking Taco Bell is a huge chain, and just, I hate it. It is not Mexican food. Sure, they have some decent stuff on their menu, but it is most definitely not Mexican food. How in the holy hell is that Mexican food? Burritos ain't even Mexican. They're Tex-Mex. It's a mixture of the two, and it's more Tex than Mex. Now, you get rid of every single Mexican. You'll still have tacos, most definitely, but they will be some shitty-ass tacos. You can never compare that taco from Taco Bell to, like, the Burrito Loco or just any authentic food truck that has Mexicans running it. I don't understand. Like, people complain all the time, like, oh, this taco is dry. Like, let's go to Taco Bell or something. Like, how the hell is going to Taco Bell going to fix a dry taco? You're probably at a taco place run by someone who ain't Mexican. We are, after all, the taco masters. Nah, that's... I don't know. Weird place, man. We rely on Taco Bell for tacos. And then we still complain it's not enough. Like, okay, chill, buddy. You won't hire the right people. You don't make it so that we can come in and do our honest living. It's just, why? And checking my uploads / downloads right now. Jesus, fuck, I never understood why people complained about download times on PC. I've only downloaded 2 gigabytes from a 9 gigabyte game, and it says it still has an hour to go. Jesus, fuck. Not just that, I gotta get up later and go to work. Whoopee! And it's almost 5 in the morning, so yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna keep up and actually play the game or just sit here and watch the damn download bar move, but yeah, nah, it's a little fucked. Hopefully it's not actually an hour and it's a lot less, because there's no one else up right now. Nothing else is using the bandwidth, so should be good work. Speaking of, there's so many unmotivated fuckers out there that just get by and do the bare minimum, so that when other people go and actually do the job like it's meant to be and have some sort of passion for it, it looks like you're trying. Like, how is putting in effort trying? That's kind of the whole point of the damn job. You're being paid to do a service, so do it. Don't be a bum who's like, oh, well, I do this and this, but I don't get paid enough, when you don't do anything and you just get by on what others do. Which, yeah, if you know me, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I put a lot of effort into my work. I come home with a really aching back, but I still go back and I do my best. Why? Because I like what I do. But then I find out that other people end up taking all the credit for my accomplishments. It's like, no, you did not spend a half hour doing nothing but work. You spent an hour and a half doing God knows what when you weren't supposed to be doing that said thing. There's people who go off and talk for hours while they're supposed to be working, or there's, I can name an incident right now where a coworker just went off for an hour and a half or some shit, and it turns out he was driving around town and went to Popeyes or something, and wasn't even off the clock. He was still clocked in. Then he comes back and he goes, oh, I still have time to do stuff because I'm going to go clock out for my lunch now. Like, what the hell were you doing the past hour and a half then? Now you get another hour? How the hell is that fair? Now it's us, well, more so, you know, me, who are struggling and just having to put in even more effort to cover up for your bullshit. And then when I don't want to cover up for it, then, oh, would you look at that? We have issues because now no one's doing the work that you were supposed to be doing. Next to that, we have really, really just... how do I want to phrase this? Contradictory managers who think they have a lot of power when they have some, but not all that much as they think they do. For one, I've had instances where it is 110 degrees outside, and I'm told right after I'm done with my portion of the work and I am dripping in sweat, I'm told to go and cover for someone else. Like, you just said we shouldn't be outside for that long? It's... okay, I'm still dripping in sweat, dude. Like, why are you telling me to go back and do more work when I'm still dripping sweat and kind of out of breath? That doesn't really seem fair to me. But, you know, they think because they're older and in a higher position, they have way more, you know, power and knowledge than we do. Like, I know what I'm supposed to be doing, and it sure as hell ain't covering up for other people. Just, that's how life is, I guess, and it's... hopefully soon I am doing my own thing, you know. Not having answered a boss, unless I end up getting split personalities for some reason, which might be weird, but yeah, you never know, might be useful. If I'm lucky, my photography will take off, which, by the way, if you need a photographer, hit me up. I'll put in a link to my number or email or something somewhere, but yeah, nah, I'm just starting out, so I'm not really asking for payment, I'm just asking for the experience so I can, you know, get better, develop my skills, and, you know, eventually actually start charging. But yeah, that's it, my dudes. Peace. Stay chill.